the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kelda Troy, how are you?
Well, I'm okay.
That's good. You said you left that hanging like...
I did, I'm just thinking...
like something else isn't, you know?
Surely Knight Rider and Electric Avenue were not from the 60s.
Well, that's kind of them. I don't know. You can be pedantic if you'd like to be, but...
Oh, no,
the general gist is there.
Fair enough.
The general justice.
I won't be like that then.
What have you brought us this morning? You've brought us a couple of flash-looking records here.
I have indeed. Let's hit the first one. Now, that sounds like Georgia Smith.
It does sound like Georgia Smith.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Is that because it is Georgia Smith?
In fact, it is.
Hey, there we go.
Now, what's this tune going to be? After the intro, we'll hear.
Oh, bit of sax.
No, that was a muted trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty awesome, isn't she?
Georgia Smith is great. Mm. Now, what is this? Come on. After this intro, we're going to know.
The anticipation.
There it is.
This is Rose Rouge.
So what we have here is Georgia Smith doing Saint Germain, Rose Rouge from 2000. Interestingly,
oh, right.
Rose Rouge by Saint Germain was built on a vocal sample of Marlena Shaw from Women of the Ghetto. And it was only one tiny vocal sample, so it seems funny to have a singer covering a tune that only had one vocal line in it.
Yeah.
But what it is from a brand new compilation from Blue Note Records.
I was wondering if this might be what you'd brought us.
Yes.
Oh, this is quite
nice,
actually.
I've seen quite a bit of chat about this online.
Well, I hope people are really enjoying it. I think they will be.
Love Yasmin Lacey.
Yasmin's
She's
great.
She's on this.
Who else
I'll
is on
I'll Never Stop
there?
Loving You. Love that song. We've got at the Ezra Collective, which you've bought a few things.
Yep.
They've played WOMAD before, I think, here as well.
Yes,
Nabaya Garcia.
Nabaya's there.
One of your faves.
Yep.
Imogene Thackray.
Yep.
You have to say it with a northern accent in your head.
Imogene Thackray.
Otherwise, it's hard to say.
So, why are all these British musicians being collected by Blue Note? Well, the album is called Blue Note Reimagined, so it means that everyone on here has been asked to contribute a interpretation of a tune from the great Blue Note catalogue.
Oh, right.
So
of
yeah.
their choice, a tune of their choice.
I believe so. Yeah. So Georgia has chosen Saint Germain, and who has she pulled along in this? Oh, right there's the sax. That's James Allsop.
Oh, I don't know who that is, I don't think.
Some people might.
Jazz.
We have, on drums, we have Femi Colioso from Ezra Collective.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one to add to your collection. Then.
Yeah, this is really lovely.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a... They've put out 3 7-inches from it so far as teasers for it. This was on the first 7-inch teaser, one here, but also Jordan Rakai was on one of the... you saw his name on there?
Yeah, I did.
So we've also got... So Georgia Smith, actually, she played Laneway not that long ago either, speaking of people who've come to this shore.
She's got one of her tracks, and she samples a little bit of Dizzy, and I listened to that track. The track is good itself, but just that sample at the end is fantastic.
Okay.
We've also got Poppy Ajuda.
Yep.
Skinny Palembi. Alphamist. The Ishmael Ensemble. And I think you've brought us some of them before
as well. From Bristol.
From Bristol, that's right. Steam Down. Blue Lab Beats. Fire. Mr. Jukes. Mr. Jukes used to be in Bombay Bicycle Club. If anyone remembers that band,
which I
loved when I was 15.
They've actually had a new song out recently too, so I don't know if it's a Remembers. I think they're current.
They're current.
Yeah.
They were really, really massive though in 2009 kind of era, 2010.
Is he still in the band?
Yeah. I think it's his other project, but Mr. Jukes is his soul thing. Shabaka Hutchings, Old Mate.
Yep.
Melt Yourself Down. And then a whole bunch of other good ones that we've already mentioned. This is awesome, Troy.
It's really great. I think what you've got to remember is that these aren't straight covers. It's not like a straight covers album.
Because,
of course, the essence of jazz is about interpretation and expression. It's It's an improvisation, not about a rote reading of notes on a page. These are quite different.
And I guess being called reimagined, that kind of gives you that idea. You're not getting, it's not like Blue Note covers.
No.
It's reimagined.
It's not even reissued or anything. Yeah.
It's got a very classic Blue Note kind of a look to the.
It does. You could imagine Reed Miles might have come up with something similar to that.
Yeah.
What do you think? If you look at that, it's like a close-up of a circuit board, but there's all elements in there from the various Blue Note logos, the ovals and the circles.
And if you look at the back, it looks a bit like Braille almost.
Mm. It does a bit.
There's also pictures of everybody who's on this record on the back as well, all looking very serious and cool.
Black and white photos.
Yep, they're all looking very monochrome.
So is this one here the Ishmael Ensemble?
I can't see, it's too far away, hang on. Yes it is.
Good to put a bunch of faces to the sound.
We got a message this week from the dudes who run a record company that have put out a brand new compilation of Bristol Jazz, which will be in the shop tomorrow. But all right, so Blue Note reimagined. Right there was George Smith doing Saint Germain. Hit this. Here's another reinterpretation. Sister.
This is fantastic. Who are we listening to,
this
Troy?
This is the famous Davis Sisters. It's a record called Earnestly Praying, but you might recognise some of the words and the musical structure as being tossing and turning by Bobby Lewis.
Finding it very hard not to dance to this. In fact, I am. I'm dancing in my chair. This is A Stranger I May Be, Savoy Gospel, 1954 to 1966.
Yep, that's a double LP.
And it's got a whole bunch of cool people on the back here. Famous Ward singers, the Harmonising Five, the Sensational Six, the Gospel Harmonette Specials, the Christ Tones, the Staple Singers.
Yeah.
Swindell Brothers, Roberta Martin singers, Jimmy Scott,
Little Jimmy Scott,
Shirley Caesar and the Caravans,
yep.
The Blind Boys of Alabama, the Hightower Brothers, North Philadelphia Juniors, the Selah Singers, the Ward Singers, the Stars of Faith, Marion Williams, the Gospel Cavaliers, Eddie Williams and the Crusaders, the Davis Sisters, who we're listening to, the Gospel Chimes, the Angelic Gospel Choir, and the Angelic Choir.
And that's just Volume 1.
That's amazing.
Oh, so this is what you've handed me here.
I've handed you Volume 2 and 3.
2 and 3,
so,
yeah.
So what it is like a really great overview of the gospel tunes that were on Savoy between 54 and 79, I think.
Wow.
Savoy, of course, you might recognise as being the evil Herman Lubinsky's jazz label. Look at those pictures.
The pictures on the inside are just beautiful.
Even on the out, like the art, the cover art's really nice as well.
We've got James Cleveland with the Cleveland Singers in one side, and we've got the Roberta Martin Singers on the other side, and they're all looking extremely angelic and wearing, well, the James Cleveland group is all wearing like extremely shiny suits and a shiny dress.
Looking
Saturn
good.
Looks like.
Looking fantastic, I have to say. That's brilliant. So can you get these together or are they two separate things or what's the deal?
If you buy the CD version, you get all of them in one really nice little package. Otherwise, they're 3 2-LP sets.
Mm.
And it ranges, it's, you know, it's under the umbrella of gospel, but of course it ranges from more traditional gospel stuff in the early 50s to that kind of R&B that you heard then, some later 60s soul influenced things, right up to gospel disco stuff, which I think we've listened to on,
that's awesome.
On this before.
There looks like there's a good wadge of information inside it as well. Some
nice
reading materials too.
Yeah, and as I always say when we talk about gospel music, is there's so much more to it than just thinking that it is music tied to some religion. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, beautiful. Well, that Amazing. Sounds fantastic. Right, third track.
Rachel.
Snoop. Tess.
Tess.
D-O-double-G.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd finish it off, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so it's
a classic.
It's 26 years since Snoop's first album.
26 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And this is from his latest release. This one here is just coming out for Record Store Day Drop 3 this weekend on vinyl.
Right, so... Forgive me, but I didn't realise he was still making music.
Oh, come on.
Well, no, there was a period there where we had Snoop Lion.
Yeah, there was Snoop Lion.
And then he went back, so I didn't, you know, forgive me for being slightly confused.
There was even a Snoop Gospel album last year.
This is awesome. This sounds like classic Snoop, kind of.
I guess. There's some which sounds really like classic Snoop on there. We've got Swizz Beatz trying to recreate a Dre early 90s production. Oh, wow.
The cover art is fantastic.
It's all Snoop.
It's lads around a poker table, but it's the different. It's all different Snoops,
different versions of Snoop.
Of himself.
And what is that reference?
It's referencing the big Jesus Last Supper painting.
No,
who's that by?
It's referencing the famous Dogs Playing Poker painting.
Which I think is referencing the old Last Supper painting.
Yeah.
Who did that big Last Supper? What's its official name? It's just the Last Supper, right?
I think so.
Who did that painting? Someone text in, please. Otherwise, I'll Google it, but it's more fun when someone just tells us. Who did that painting, Amelia? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, it's Da Vinci.
Amelia just came in and said it was Andy Warhol. I'm not so sure about that.
So this is a Record Store Day release, yes?
Yeah, which the last one of this year's, the drop is this Saturday. And so because our last two have been, well, because all of them are disrupted, we decided we'd do kind of what we would do in a normal year this time and have free coffee and...
Oh, nice.
Baked cookies.
Yum. Who makes the cookies?
Well, Lisa, of course.
Oh, shout-outs, Lisa.
Lisa, who had a famous cafe. And now it's our famous morning tea time. So yeah, that's this Saturday. We've got all the releases are like pouring in.
Awesome. The ship is docked.
Yep. Oh, actually, let's not talk about the ship. But
there are records to be bought.
Yeah, there is. Great amount. How do you like this funk?
You know, this is giving me Prince vibes a little bit as well.
That's exactly what we said yesterday.
I like this a lot. This is Do You Like I Do.
Do You Like I Do Ya. The album is called I Wanna Thank Me.
I mean, fair enough. Are all of these different Snoops on the cover? Are they different eras of Snoop?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I think so,
Because you'll see the Snoop Lion era there.
Yeah.
You'll see the No Limit era Snoop. You'll see the Big Snoop Dogg.
What's the Drop It Like It's Hot era?
That's the Big Snoop Dogg era.
Oh, yeah.
Now I've got that stuck in my head.
Do you know which Snoop that is on the picture, Rach?
Nah. Which one? That one?
Do You Like It Do You by Snoop Dogg from the brand new album I Wanna Thank Me.
I Wanna Thank Me too. Thanks, Snoop. And that's a Record Store Day release. Very exciting stuff. What else did you bring us this morning?
Well, I brought the three 2LP sets of this covering all the Savoy Gospel stuff that Honest Johns have just put out. And we have them on the shelves now. Snoop will be on the shelves on Saturday. And also on the shelves now is Blue Note Reimagined. 2LP.
Lovely.
On Blue Note.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that. Troy, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the shop.
Are you coming on Saturday?
Yeah, Record Store Day, part 3.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.